From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. This might sound familiar this time of year. You're at the checkout counter of your favorite department store. The clerk makes you an offer you don't want to refuse. A hefty discount on your purchases now if you open up a store line of credit. It seems easy enough, but buyer beware, you might be hurt in the long run for that holiday deal. To decode the fine print, we've got Bill Spriggs. He's a professor and chair of economics at Howard University. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, Farai.
So what are some of the kinds of teaser credit offers that stores might offer this time of year?
Well, one of them you just mentioned is to give you a big discount if you open up a credit line with them. And the problem with that is that your credit score is influenced by how many lines of credit you have out. You may have already tapped one or two of your lines of credit to the max going into Christmas, and the signal that the credit score folks get if you've maxed out on a card and then you start opening new lines of credit is that you are now riskier, and that can lower your credit score and raise your interest rates. You may have gotten a teaser rate from a card that said that they'll give you 0% or 2% or some wonderful rate, and you're paying all your bills on time, but when they see your credit score change, suddenly you look the next month and the bill says you're paying 22% interest rate, even though you've been paying all your bills on time.
So basically, cards have that power to change your rate at almost any time. Is that what you're saying?
They do. Now, some of them are getting a little more respectable and will at least send you out a warning that they're about to change your teaser rate. But many of them have gotten away with the fine print that says they get to change your rate.
Is there a way that you can argue this if you find out they're doing it? And it sounds like in that case, you've got to go over your statements with a fine-tooth comb.
You got to go over the statements and monitor what the interest rate is that you're being charged and see if it changes. Of course, you can file complaints with the regulatory bodies that oversee credit. You can check with the Federal Reserve, check with the Federal Trade Commission about what it is that has happened to you. Many of the problems that people run into with credit cards aren't just changes in interest rate, but fees that they can get from what appears to be nowhere, either late fees or other fees that may be a hidden way of charging you interest.
Let's go back to this store system. A lot of people say, okay, I'm going to get this one-time discount and I'm going to buy all this stuff and I'm going to get 10 or 25% off and then I'm going to close the card. How does that work? Can you game the system basically?
Well, it's still kind of hard to game the system because the credit scoring folks whack you for opening up the line of credit. So even though you are going to be the best behaved customer and you're going to pay it off and then close the account, they will still have knocked you for having opened up the account. And sometimes once the teaser rate goes away on your other credit card and you get hiked to the higher teaser rate because of your lower credit score, it can be very hard to get the credit score back in line in enough time to get the interest rate back in line. So it is a difficult road that consumers are trying to navigate.
Remind us again exactly the different things that a credit score does to you in terms of all of the things that you might want to access in life, including home ownership, but not limited to it.
Well, one of the big problems is that the folks who do credit scores are looking at massive pieces of data, lots and lots and lots of people. So almost anything ends up being related. And they have used credit scores for insurance rates as an example. There are a number of states that have stepped in, however, to say that you can't use credit scores for insurance rates. Again, there appear to be correlations between someone having a low credit score and them being a bigger risk on, say, auto insurance. Now, to anybody who's listening, it's probably very hard to figure out how you connect the dot from your credit score to driving a car. And most of those states, in fact, weren't convinced that there is any line that connects those dots, and that's why they said you couldn't do it. In the end, what happens, however, is that low credit scores tend to be associated with neighborhoods with low income, and for a number of reasons, banks don't like those neighborhoods, insurance companies don't like those neighborhoods, and there are a number of other companies that would like to avoid those neighborhoods, and the credit scores become a convenient excuse. It's sort of a sophisticated way of discriminating.
All right, let's go back to the holidays. There's so much pressure that people feel, rightly or wrongly, to keep up with the Joneses. And so you're thinking about, okay, what are the expectations of kids in my life and adults? And you go into the store, you might have a little bit of a rush. And what else can you do besides potentially avoiding store cards that will make you a smarter shopper?
Well, of course, there's comparison shopping. There are all the things that, you know, you learn about being a good shopper, comparison shopping before you actually go in to buy something so you don't get taken in by the impulse or what's going on around you. That's a good way to make sure that you don't do it. Go in first with no money and promise yourself that you'll come back later with the credit cards and the money to buy the things. That's probably the best discipline.
That's a lot of discipline. But let's move on to closing down a card. You've talked about the perils of opening new cards. What if you decide that you are going to go ahead, you're going to take a low rate, whether it's from a broader credit card or a store credit card, you're going to close it down. What should you be mindful of when you close down an account?
Well, you do have to remember that the length of your credit history with a particular creditor is part of what goes into your credit score. So you don't necessarily want to go in and take the card that maybe has a bigger balance or maybe even a smaller balance, but that you've had the longest relationship with and close down that card. You probably want to get rid of those cards that you took out from the department store and you really weren't intending to keep, that you've only had a short period of time. That way your credit score will be a little higher than if you closed out the long run relationships.
There are a few different terms that can apply to cards. What about predatory cards? What's that?
Well, predatory cards are the ones that you get in the mail that sometimes do have these teaser rates, are enticing you often with very low credit limits and put you in a position where either you're very likely to have to pay fees because you go over that credit line, or that put you in the awkward position of paying very high interest on very low credit, and it looks like you can pay it off if you make the minimum payment, but you find out that it could easily take you 10 years to get rid of that debt.
Now, a fee harvester card, what's that?
That's where you get a credit card company that looks at folks who might in the mortgage market end up in the subprime market. You have a lower credit score than would be typical for a lot of other borrowers. And you may be charged $90 as a fee to set up the card. You may get charged $15 if you're late by one day and paying for the card. You may find all these other little hidden fees that start to pop up in your bill. You get too close to the credit line, you go over the credit line, and the next thing you know, you're paying a lot of money way, way beyond what you saw as the printed annual percentage rate.
Now, let's say that you've backed yourself into a little bit of a financial corner already, or you've had some unexpected bills. You have the option to take out a loan from your bank, whether it's a home equity loan or a personal loan, or to run up your cards. Is there a way to evaluate, if you're really stuck, what's the better option?
Well, a problem, of course, if you collateralize the debt, if you actually secure it to your house, is that now you've taken a debt that was unsecured and you've secured it, so you actually have an asset that now is at risk. You may not necessarily want to do that. However, there are huge tax advantages if it is a line of credit drawn against your house, because those interest payments now would become deductible. If you are really stretched, you just have to be thinking between the two. You don't want to lose your house over credit card debt, so you might prefer to be able to be in the bankruptcy court to argue about things than the situation you would find if it was a line of credit against your house, where you can't dismiss that as easily in bankruptcy. So those are the kind of things you have to think about if you're really stretched.
Those are some hard choices. Not everyone has to make them. What are the circumstances how do you basically evaluate these situations? If you say, well, I really have to do it, or sometimes we say, I really want to do it, how do you evaluate the differences in what you might get from compound interest on a credit card versus what you might pay for a home equity loan?
Well, again, you have to look at your own cash flow and see how strapped you really are and how much paying off this debt is really going to mean in terms of other difficulties you may come across. If you can discipline yourself and you think that you can make the payments, then it may be better for you to go ahead and secure the debt and do it as a line of credit, because you will get help in terms of having an interest deduction. If you think that you really are going to have a hard time and you need a much longer time to see clear, then you need to think about not securing the debt, because that gives you the wiggle room of thinking, well, I'm really close to the brink and I may have to declare bankruptcy. Maybe it's debt that you've run up because of health care expenditures that were way more than you expected or could have thought about paying off in a reasonable amount of time, in which case you want to be clear of not to risk your house.
Bill, very quickly, the Federal Reserve chairman said he was worried that banks are getting too stingy about loans. How do the bank's credit woes affect who gets a line of credit from the bank?
Well, they will make it more difficult if your credit score is lower. So that's how it plays out. They will lean towards folks whose credit scores are closer to 750 to even give them credit.
Well, Bill, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Bill Spriggs is a professor and chair of economics at Howard University, and he joined us from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.
Time has not revealed just who you be, your secrecies and where you come from.